Hello, Patreon. Gosh, I love saying that because I love all of you guys supporting the show. It's Dave here, and I'm here with Jess mouthing along with me, and Matt did mouth along with me because he hates shouting out to Patreon.
Your face.
No, what?
No, because at the end we're going to say, do go Patreon, and you won't join
never do
in.
It. You never
I just
do
don't
it.
Like to patronize our Patreon. That's
just,
all.
Like his face was so animated just then. He was so happy.
Oh, that was nice. I was happy as well. I'm just saying. Been looking forward to doing this bonus episode all month.
I do. I actually, because I enjoy the site. Maybe it's because I've done it less. Because this is, I think, Patreon episode 10, and we've done 100 of the plus of the other.
Mm.
But I prefer saying hello Patreon to hello and welcome to do. So that seems like a boring intro. But
well,
hello Patreon,
Dave. You do the intro. You can do whatever you want with it.
Remember that time that
I mean, you could just say hello Patreon on the other one as well.
Yeah, that's fine.
But you'd probably be
that'd be confusing.
Remember that time that we got to the start of the show and I was like,
"Yeah,
do I say hello?"
We confused you, didn't we?
Yeah, I was like, "Is hello? Is that what I said?" Like, I just had a little crisis.
You know, I asked our patrons recently what kind of, because we're talking about how we're revamping the rewards, what things they might want, and some of them said that they wanted just an uncut episode, and if they got it, it would be a lot of Dave doubting himself at the start. What do I say again?
Yeah.
How do I talk? I forget. What's my voice?
Who am I? Who are you?
When we recorded an episode just before, and you hit record right as I said, I'm in a skirt. That'd be in there.
You'd get that. Do you want that? Apparently, some people do. That comment got the most likes out of everyone's suggestion for what they want. Do you want that?
You
want
to know what I'm wearing, you sickos? Oh,
don't give them that option. Better get 10 likes that.
No, but it could be like Jess's fashion updates and I can just do outfit of the day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ooted. Hashtag ooted.
Hashtag fashion.
Fashion.
It does feel like if anyone was going to do a fashion update, it would be Dave Warnocky, right? He's our fashionista.
I would have thought you because you can't say the word
yeah,
fashion.
Me too. And you have hilarious pants.
And in the end, isn't that what fashion's all about?
Funny pants.
You're a funny pants guy.
And you got
I'm a funny
shirts,
pants man.
And I got funny undies.
Wow, fundies.
Fundies.
Wow. I'm going to go on the record and say, Matt and I didn't know that. We found that out with you. So there you go. We're close, but not that close.
I panicked. I don't know. Well, I panic and say weird shit.
What a way to panic.
What a panic.
I never want to see you in a hostage scenario.
Yeah. You just start throwing your underpants at them.
Put your hands up. Funny undies. What? All right. We're out.
I'd be the first to be shot.
You'd be the first to be released, I reckon.
Yeah, just fuck off.
You're making me feel scared. You're scaring me, and I've got a gun, and I'm scared of you. You fundy. Fundies. Now, I've got a report here.
Yes.
That's what we're doing. You've probably seen what the topic is, patrons. But Jess and Matt, as usual, don't know. And I've actually...
How would they have said? Oh, because they've clicked on it.
I probably made an image and put it on.
I thought you meant right now. Like they were listening live.
Oh, they know.
I forget sometimes.
We know, buddy.
But can I just say, I don't know if this is disappointing, but this is, I got fascinated with this topic myself. It's actually not a hat topic.
Oh, you piece of shit.
What?
You absolute dog.
There are hundreds and hundreds and hundreds.
I got fascinated.
So many.
Also, because I feel a little bit guilty when people suggest a topic and then we do it and they can't listen because they're not a Patreon.
Oh,
which,
sure.
Fuck them because you paid. But at
okay.
the same time.
This
and
is
I was
a
like,
Dave Warnocky suggested topic.
Yes, I put this in the hat for me.
Well, last time I did this, it was Riverdance and we all know how that went. So.
Oh, yeah. Just get ready to hate. It would be funny if you hated this.
I'm going to.
Because it's a hard
I'm
to
I'm going to tear it apart.
It's hard to hate.
And is it something that you like?
Hard to hate. What's it going to be? The Smurfs.
Care Bears.
We both
hugs.
Like cute cartoons.
I love.
This is a report about hugs.
I do enjoy the Smurfs. Gargamel, that dastardly man.
I love hugs.
Mm.
Matt loves Care Bears. We're all here.
Matt's a good hugger. You both are, but Matt's a particular
good
hugger.
I was
going to
say, you're rubbing it in there.
That's your mistake, Dave. When you're hugging, don't rub it in.
Oh.
That sounds way grosser.
Hey, I don't fully know what that means, but
don't rub it in and don't rub one out.
Oh.
Well, yeah, certainly. That one almost goes without saying.
I need to be told. All right, my question is for you. Have either of you ever been to New York City?
Yes.
Not yet.
It's maybe I got obsessed with this because it's really high on my list. For a while, I wasn't that interested. My girlfriend really keen to go.
We get it. You've got Statue a girlfriend. Statue of Liberty.
No. Don't you dare guess.
Okay.
Before I ask the question.
Alicia Keys.
Yeah, yeah. This is what you get if you don't edit it out. It's just me going.
Rockefeller Center.
30 Rock.
No, let me ask. All right, before you guess, what building is located at 350 Fifth Avenue, Manhattan, New York?
What's the other one? I said Rockefeller. What's the other one? Empire State Building?
Boom! It is the Empire State Building.
Bored. What a shit topic.
Oh, a building.
Yawn.
Dave, what? I haven't done this yet, but I'm going to sit this one out.
Yeah, me too.
I want to just sit in the next Dave. Room.
We're going to go chat to our friends in the other room.
And then there was another layer of bricks and steel.
And then they put some windows in.
So. I was thinking, I've actually got a fact here how many windows it's got.
Of course you fucking do, you nerd.
Oh, it's weird that no one suggested this as a topic.
Fuck you both. This is a good report. I was just honestly reading about it and I thought, this would be a good mini topic. So I did it.
Great. Live your best life, Dave.
I enjoyed, because I was thinking, how could Jess hate on the Empire State Building? You just can't hate it. But you can hate the idea of the Empire State Building being a report. There you go. That's how you can do it.
I'll find a way. I'll find a way to hate
it. Have you
anything.
Been there? You been there, Matt?
I haven't, no. I went to the top of the rock.
Let me just tell you. Let me just guess what you did on your holiday. You went to New York City. You didn't see any sights. You went to a bar. Yes. You watched an NFL game. You got really, really drunk. Yes. And then you went home.
No, yes, I did those. But I also went to the Comedy Cellar. I went and saw a taping of Letterman. I saw...
Okay, that's actually very cool. Who was on?
It was like a... what do you call the American car drivers? Whatever those... There was one of them and a country singer. It wasn't the best lineup.
An American car driver.
And also Rob...
Are you talking about a taxi driver?
Yeah, taxi driver.
There was a taxi...
They had a taxi driver on.
Robert De Niro was on the show?
Yes, Robert De Niro. It was sad. It was boring. Now, Rob Lowe, I think, was on.
Oh, he's a dreamboat.
And, yeah, one of the car racing guys.
Yep.
NASCAR.
And then a country singer with a mustache.
Okay.
With a big hat. Like, quite a famous one.
You got a Letterman t-shirt?
I got a Letterman I got a Rupert a Hello Deli t-shirt.
That's right.
And a Letterman jumper.
That's right.
And what else? I went to... I met someone... I went to the meatpacking district, which was like a bar area, and I got really drunk.
Weird.
And I went to the top of the Rockefeller thing.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the other big building. I think you go to the top of one of them if you're going to do one. That was... I did more touristy stuff there than anywhere else. I walked past Ground Zero. I saw out the very far distance the Statue of Liberty. And I walked through Central Park.
Cool.
Look, it's not...
Did you go to Monk's Diner?
No, I walked past Monk's Diner, the real, Seinfeld.
Yeah, where they make Seinfeld.
Yeah, I took a selfie out the front there. And it just says a blue and red restaurant sign.
Yeah, that's all it is.
Wow.
Yeah, no, New York, I went pretty touristy.
Yeah, that sounds real touristy.
But you didn't go to 355th Avenue.
I walked past
Avenue.
A lot of things.
You didn't go to 355th Avenue.
Tell us all about it. Why
I went
don't
and saw
you, Dave?
Rutgers play a college football game in New Jersey.
And New Jersey, they got a smashed. Twinkie sandwich, yeah. Twinkie sub.
See, there we go, you're having fun. Doing a little voice over there. I'm on the defensive because I know you're going to try and rip this report apart.
Riverdance.
Fuck, it's finally come back to bite me. I still don't respect it.
I know.
All right, here we go. So, located at 350 Fifth Avenue, the Empire State Building is one of the most recognizable buildings in the world, and let me tell you all about it. In 1799, the city of New York sold what is now the site of the building, which was then just a tract of farming land, to John Thompson for $2,600.
$2,600.
You could own, and it's like practically a block. It's huge.
But that still probably was a bunch of cash then, right?
Yeah, it's expensive.
Yeah.
And then in 1827, William Backhouse Astor.
Good name.
Middle name Backhouse. So good.
Middle Billy, name Backhouse.
Billy Backhouse.
I think that maybe that's one of his, maybe his mother's side of the family's Backhouses. That sounds dodgy. William Backhouse Astor, who was from the prominent and very wealthy Astor family, bought the farm for $20,000. This is 20 years later as an investment. Now, the Astor family, you heard of the Astors?
No.
They stem from John Jacob Astor, who from the fur trade became one of the richest people in history.
Mm.
According to Forbes, when he died, his net worth in today's money would be worth $110 billion, which would make him the richest.
Fur.
So that would make him the richest man alive. So he'd have more money than Bill Gates now if he was still alive.
That's too many billions of dollars. Yeah.
Too much.
I wouldn't know what to do with all that money once I'd made an island.
Well, he had a lot of kids,
right?
And they all bought shit. So John Jacob Astor Jr., one of his grandchildren, erected a mansion on the property.
Erected.
It's interesting he calls it a mansion. Check out the mansion in my pants.
It's that big.
Ew.
It's got a pool house. I don't know what that means.
It's a little house by the pool.
His younger brother...
It means a piss my pants.
His younger brother William erected a mansion next door. Two erections.
Yeah, next to his brother.
That's a weird place to get an erection next to your brother.
That's weird.
Then a few years later, in 1893, William's son raised the mansion that he'd inherited. So he got the mansion in his inheritance, and he erected the Waldorf Hotel.
Oh.
It's funny that raised means knock over.
So it's weird, isn't it? Yeah, yeah. It
raised.
Like when you raise money, you don't knock over piles of cash.
I didn't actually know that.
It's a different spelling, right? It's got a Z or something.
Yeah, raised. Yep.
Why didn't you just say knocked it over?
Yeah, that would have
bulldozed it.
You know, people who can't read along with you, Dave.
Why wouldn't I say
that? Why
didn't
you just say that?
Because I could use one word instead of three. Raised instead of knocked it over.
Oh, yeah, you're all about word economy, are you?
I am. We're on a time limit.
I am.
So he built the Waldorf Hotel, which is a very famous hotel. He did this partly to annoy his auntie who lived next door. And they had a pay dispute. So when you're that rich, you can piss people off by building very expensive hotels. Originally, the hotel was supposed to have 13 floors, but the architect's wife persuaded him that 13 was an unlucky number, so he added 2 floors. You happy with that, JP? Rounded up to 15.
That does make me happy, yes.
She's 13 being won
floors,
over.
Look.
15, happy with that?
Fine.
Much better.
Would prefer 20, but that's a lot of floors. 15's fine.
A few years later, there was a truce between the Astors and the other family bulldozed their mansion and...
Bulldozed. One word.
But I can't tell you if they definitely had a bulldozer. Saying it's not factually sound.
Make your factual.
So next door, they raised their mansion and then they built a hotel called the Astoria Hotel. And then from then on, they merged together and it was called the Waldorf Astoria Hotel. And that is... famous for creating and being the namesake for the Waldorf salad. That hotel. You know the Waldorf salad?
I do. Apple, celery.
Grapes, walnuts.
Sounds awful.
It does actually sound awful. When I was looking into it, I was like, this is famous?
I like my mum's Waldorf salad, which is basically just apple and celery because it would leave out everything else.
Andolf salad.
Andolf salad.
Is that what you call it?
That's bloody cute. That's what I'm going to call it now.
The hotel, this is the Waldorf Astoria, was frequented by New York's high society, commonly known as the 400. Have you ever heard of the phrase New York's 400?
No.
Neither did I. Ward McAllister is a guy. He coined the phrase the 400 around this time. According to him, that was the number of people in New York who really mattered.
Oh, fuck off.
The people who...
Although, I'm glad it's an even 400.
Yeah, you happy with that?
Yeah.
Not the 399.
Oh, my God, that would just drive me. No, the 397
I mean, could you bump it up to 500, though?
Yeah.
I mean, you maybe doesn't want to let in that extra 100 of scum.
Well, he described these 400 as the people who mattered, the people who felt at ease in the ballrooms of high society.
Ugh, kill yourselves.
If you go outside that number, he warned, you strike people who are either not at ease in a ballroom or who make other people feel not at ease.
Who the fuck is at ease in a ballroom?
No, what a fucking...
Ballrooms, they're so weird.
It's awful.
Neither of you guys are in the 400.
Sorry. Are you comfortable?
Yeah,
are you
very
at ease
comfortable.
In a
I'm very at ease.
I'm fucking bitter about it.
No, hang on. We're not talking...
I'm never more. At ease.
We're not talking a children's ball pit.
Oh.
Like a big ballroom.
Imagining a ball pit. And he feels at ease in it. He's surrounded by children. He's like, I'm happy.
Have you not seen Matt in a ball pit? It calms him down.
Nah, ball pits are gross. I was thinking it was a ballroom.
I know. I was making
lots of AFL Sharons.
You're thinking of a sports cupboard.
Sports store.
Sports
I'm thinking
of sports
smart. Sportswoman of the year is what I was thinking.
McAllister, this is the 400 guy. He was a real tryhard to use his wife's money to try and be important and schmooze his way to the top of society. He's like the Paris Hilton of the 1890s. That's the way I...
Did he describe. Also bang Millsy?
Yeah. Rob Millsy Mills. He definitely banged.
What a solid reference.
If you are in Australia, you will know that reference and know that every time Millsy goes on a chat show in Australia to promote some sort of a musical that he's in, they're always like, anyway, so fuck, stop talking about the musical. Tell us about Paris Hilton and the time you banged her.
They're always like, fuck, stop talking about the musical. Fuck. Is that what they're like?
Talk about the fucking.
Matt, am I an ass prod or not? I know how to make TV.
He knows how to make TV, mate.
I'm sorry, mate.
I just want to talk Ward McAllister because his downfall came when he published a book of memoirs entitled Society as I Have Found It.
Oh, fuck off. The
book and his hunger for media attention did little to endeavour him to the high society he was trying to crack into, who valued their privacy in this era when millionaires were the equivalent of movie stars. And in disgrace, he died alone whilst dining at New York Union's club. So there you go.
So he was having dinner alone and he died. And he died. That's what you deserve.
Yeah, he sounded like a real piece of shit.
And I hope he was eating something, I don't know.
A Waldorf salad.
Yeah, fuck you.
Not made by Annie.
No.
Or made by her. That's like this guy, obviously, sad man. And he's, you know, he's trying to find something for himself by being an asshole. But he's not covered. You know, no one's buying it, mate.
Mm.
I pity him. To be honest.
You pity the fool.
I pity the fool. Some real...
You are this podcast, Mr. T.
Yeah. You're the...
If we're A-team, I'm face, obviously.
All right. You know more of the characters.
Hannibal. Face. All right. Bloody Mr. hell. T's actually B.A. Baruckers.
And the guy with the cigar.
No, that's Hannibal.
Fuck.
What's the other one's guy?
In the more recent film adaptation, it's the South African guy. And he's... Oh, shit. I know it. If you give me a clue, I'll know it.
All right. I'll look it up just because I want to know. And it really annoys me. Because
he's a bit... He's kind of nuts, but he's like a really great pilot.
South African.
Well, his surname is Peck.
Gregory Peck.
No. What's his nickname?
Six Peck.
Well, that's Face Man, sorry. It's Templeton Face Man Peck or Face, B.A. Baruckers, John Hannibal Smith, and Howling Mad
McGee.
Murdoch. There you go.
Yeah, good one.
In the late 1920s, New York experienced a massive economic boom and the city's builders wanted to build the largest skyscraper in the world to put it on the map.
We want to build a skyscraper and put us really on the map. Yeah, see?
See? I was waiting for you to say shoe.
See?
The Waldorf Astoria Hotel, which is a really famous hotel, was bulldozed, raised, to make way for the Empire State Building.
Really?
One of the buildings hoping to be the largest in the world.
So it was a really famous building. I thought you were suggesting it was still around. So that's long gone.
Well, there's a different hotel now. But that's the original one where the salad and stuff comes from.
Right.
That's what it's most famous for.
Yeah.
Beautiful hotel. The salad.
Yeah, salary.
It's up there with like the Ritz and things. Like it's one of those just super famously expensive places.
Yeah.
But they bulldozed it so they could build this. The main competition of the Empire State Building being the biggest was the Chrysler Building. An elaborate Art Deco structure conceived by car mogul Walter Chrysler as a, quote, monument to me.
Oh, fuck you.
I think that... Is that mentioned in Annie, the musical?
But he...
Top of the Chrysler Building.
Well, the Chrysler... Maybe. It's one of the more... the other famous buildings in the New York skyline. It's got that spiral on the top of it.
So he builds a big fuck-off skyscraper as a monument to himself.
Yeah.
What would be your... Like, because I wouldn't build a... building to myself. What would be your top level of monument you would erect for yourself?
Just a salad. A Waldorf salad, but named after me.
Okay.
There's something nice about that. Because that can go on, you know, whether or not someone buys the block of land and wants to knock it over, the salad still remains.
I think a life-size statue in a park somewhere. Maybe just a bust. Bronze bust.
You know? I'd actually like my bust.
Ew.
To be forever enshrined.
Yeah.
You got a great bust.
I've got a great chest.
Mm. Anyway, do go on.
Smooth and flat. Like they all should be. What am I talking about? So that was the main competition. The other competition was the Bank of Manhattan building. They're all sort of being built at the same time. All want to be the tallest. Excavation for the Chrysler building started just 3 months before the Empire State Building, which was financed by John J. Raskob, who's an executive for General Motors. Mm. So really, it was General Motors versus Chrysler.
Right.
Who could have the tallest? The Bank of Manhattan wanted to undercut both of them. It aimed to be 2 feet taller than the Chrysler building. So 60 centimetres taller, which is obviously nothing.
Mm.
and therefore the tallest building in the world, a title that it held for 2 months.
Ooh.
Because upon learning that the Empire State Building would be even taller than the Bank of Manhattan, Chrysler changed his plans at the last second to add a massive stainless steel spire to the top of his skyscraper, so it would be taller than the plans for the Empire State Building.
Smart.
And is that the bit that's sort of famous, the spire?
Yeah, it's got a beautiful Art Deco spire.
Oh, it's got a beautiful Art Deco spire. It's a beautiful Art Deco.
Yeah, Dave, the way you said that to me was hurtful. And I'm glad.
I'm glad she took you down. So now the Chrysler Building's the tallest in the world.
Oh, and it's so beautiful. The Chrysler Building is so beautiful. Yeah, I love
really it. That's really disappointing.
Am I Italian?
No.
Why are you asking us, Dave?
Who else am I going to ask? Am I Italian? I'll just go through the countries. Am I Greek? Am I Greek? Am I Persian? Am I? Nod once if yes. Shake your head if no. Mongolian. South African. Egyptian. Portuguese. New Zealander.
I like it when Dave goes like kind of aggressive. What am I? I like that a lot.
Thank you.
But I hate this report.
But unfortunately for Chrysler, the Empire State Building dudes just went back to the drawing board and returned with an even taller design at the last minute. So they were like, oh, yours is pretty tall. We'll just make it even fucking taller.
I was going to say, like, if somebody else was building, I'd just be like, let's just slow down a little bit.
Yeah, just
let
back
them
off.
Finish and then boop.
In the end, the Empire State Building was 120 metres taller than the Chrysler Building. So fucking way taller.
Wow.
Take that, you
How much
dog.
Taller?
120 metres.
That's quite a bit.
So that's like, way taller.
So they're going like this. And then they're like, no, all right.
Yeah. Don't worry about that.
Okay, on the back of the kitchen door at my grandma's house, we have like marks from where everybody's height was measured as we grew up, because it's like 12 grandkids. And my cousin Liam is 18 months younger than me. And so for ages, we kind of went like, whoop, he'd be taller than I'd be taller than he'd be taller than I'd be taller. Liam's currently, well, now, he's like 25. He's about 6'7" or something ridiculous. He's so tall. So it was like, gotcha, bloody gotcha. Okay, see you later, mate. Yeah, cool,
Whoa,
bye.
Gotcha.
Oh, you're a foot taller than me. Bye.
Oh, fun up there.
Good times. Hey, Liam. He's not listening, but, you know, I love him.
The Empire State Building was designed by William F. Lamb, and his firm produced the building, produced the drawings for the building in just 2 weeks, the original stuff. And he used earlier designs based on the Reynolds Building in North Carolina and the Carew Tower in Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ohio!
Sin City. Is that what Cincinnati's known as?
Nah.
Sin City with a C.
Sincerity.
Kin Kitty. Oh.
King Kitty.
Sin City.
They're right, Stephen. Stephen. Oh, I gotta get a photo of you doing that
is
today.
It's fun.
I will never do it.
It's fun.
Why won't you
because
do it?
Because I looked at myself in the mirror and realised how fucking terrible I look.
But that's the joke.
But it's so funny.
That's part of the fun.
Holy shit. I've never laughed so hard at it.
It is. It is. Honestly,
you will make people so happy.
It really is a lot of fun. I just do this voice. I do this face. But it's fun. Anyway, back to the report. Right, you don't get a photo of this. Don't get a photo.
He literally just flicks back.
Oh, just don't get a photo. Don't get a photo of this. Oh, no, he's got a photo. He's got a fucking photo. I'm not happy.
Is that fully capture it?
It's pretty. It's Can pretty I see spot it? On. No photo for you.
Oh, that's great.
Steven.
All right, we've got to fire through this because the project involved 3,400 workers, but according to official records, 5 of those people died.
Oh, no.
So they lost 5 people.
Is this the one, you know that famous...
I was just thinking that exact thing.
Of the
builders on the steel beam. No, it's similar to that. That's the kind of thing. So they didn't have safety harnesses and that kind of stuff. So it's amazing that not more people died. But that's the way they made it. The building was built at an astonishing rate of 4.5 floors per week.
No, that's too many floors. Are you letting the cement dry?
And this is, you know, a long, long time ago. Despite the colossal size of the project, the design, planning, and construction of the Empire State Building took just 20 months from start to finish.
Wow.
These days you get a skyscraper, it takes fucking years.
Bloody neighbours building a new place, the bloody tradies bloody ever tell you that. Not like they did in the old days.
Thank you.
what a shutdown.
thank you. He didn't know what to do.
It's always great to have Broden Kelly drop in on the show. The Empire State Building was under time and under budget.
What?
Isn't that crazy? That nothing doesn't ever happen. Is. Never
that's
is.
People are like, yeah, you. Well, we'll give you some of that money back. Oh. I reckon you'd find a way to spend it, right? Mm-hmm. Today they would. Didn't have the ethics they did back then.
Bloody totally wonder. Bloody.
The building was officially opened in May 1931 when the US President Herbert Hoover turned on the building's lights with the symbolic push of a button from Washington, D.C. So he didn't even go to New York.
Nice.
He just pressed a button that wasn't connected to anything and they went, yep, he just pressed it, turn it on.
Oh, that's good.
The 1930s was the height of the Great Depression, so initially a lot of the building's offices were vacant. Upon opening, only 25% of the floors were rented, and the lack of renters led New Yorkers to deride the building as the empty state building.
Ah, lol.
Got it. And lol. For a long time, it was seen as a massive failure.
Hang on, Dave. Matt, do you get it?
Empty state.
Because it's called the Empire State Building, so what they've done there is they've said empty state building. Yeah.
Oh, and it's also called the Empire State because New York City is New York, the state, is called the Empire State.
Oh.
I never knew that.
Me either.
That's why it's called the Empire State Building.
I just knew New York was a concrete jungle where dreams are made of.
I would have called it, if you're trying to make it sound like it was good. Shit, I would have called it the Binfire State Building. That would have been better. Empty State Building. There's no rhyme.
Binfire.
Binfire.
Okay, well.
Binfire State Building.
Yeah. You're a little late to jump in with suggestions. No, you can stop. Nope.
Oh, what, 100 years?
You can stop trying now. Dave, do go on.
The building's owners were reduced to engineering publicity stunts to draw renters in to try and get a bit of publicity going.
Hey, we've got a circus in here.
What? Even weirder, in 1932, fucking hell. Leaving it in because
I'd call it the...
Oh my God, Matt.
Not that great building.
Matt, you're the one who has somewhere to be.
Yeah.
Stop interrupting.
That's why I'm firing through so you
Empire,
can leave.
Empire, not that great building.
Fuck you.
That's good.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff.
If someone came up with it then, it would have killed.
Would have.
Anyway, so publicity stunts.
Oh, in 1932, they held a seance to try and contact the ghost of Thomas Edison from the 82nd floor.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Just to get a bit of bit of press.
Why? Okay.
I figure the higher up, you're closer to heaven, maybe.
No, I'm just thinking, why a seance? Why Thomas Edison? So many questions.
No.
Cool, though.
That's cool. In the first year of operation, the observation deck, which was actually popular, took in $2 million, which is as much money as that they got for rent for the whole year.
What?
The building didn't become profitable until the middle of World War II.
Wow.
So for a long time, it was losing money, which is crazy because, it's probably the most famous skyscraper in the world.
Yeah.
Features of the building. Here we go. Let's have some stats about windows.
Ugh.
It has 85 stories of commercial and office space. It has an indoor and outdoor observation deck on the 86th floor. Matt, that could have been you out there.
Could have been me.
Wasn't, though.
The top of the building, I didn't know this, is a 200-foot tower, which is why it's one of the reasons it's so tall. Originally designed for blimps to dock onto it.
Blimps.
This was at a time when transatlantic blimp travel was seen as the travel of the future. There was early enthusiasm for the project, but high winds near the building's rooftop, hundreds of meters in the air, made it nearly impossible for people to get off the blimp.
Get off the blimp.
So they canned that idea.
But they got off on the blimp, though.
Docking is a way to get off, I believe. It's where you put your blimp inside someone else's blimp.
With their consent.
Of course.
Always consent. Jess, you want to have a guess at how many windows it's got?
I have 3 million.
Okay, 3 is closer than 3 million.
I didn't say 3 million, I said million.
How many windows? Million.
Okay, all right, let's think about this, Matt. So there's 85 stories.
Yeah.
And they'd each have at least 4 windows, because you're going to have one on each side.
Jess still couldn't do the maths on this, let's be honest.
I genuinely can't.
80 times 4.
I have no idea.
I'm going to say 16,000.
I know how you would do it, would just be 8 times 4. I still can't do that.
Really?
Because you put me under pressure, I can't.
Right, what have I told you? Mm-hmm. 16,000?
Yeah.
Less than that.
15,000.
All right, it's a lot less than 16,000.
6,000.
6,500.
Oh, 6,500 windows. Doesn't seem like a lot.
Knew it. Yeah. Knew it.
73 elevators.
73 elevators?
The building has...
Hang on. 6,000 windows divided by 85 floors. That's 70 a floor. That's a lot of windows.
Well, it's actually 102 floor, 102 floors.
Oh, it was 85 of commercial.
The commercial stuff.
So 6,000.
Great.
Divided by 102. 58.
Sorry.
That just schnoz Jess.
Just banging the table there. The building houses 1,000 businesses, and it's so big that it has its own zip code.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that crazy?
Is it 6969?
Yeah, it is. 69 recurring forever.
It's a long one.
As of 2007...
You don't have the code? You can't tell us it's
code.
Oh, yeah.
10118.
Wow, that's good content.
That's cool.
10118. Eh?
Imagine if you worked in the Empire State Building. That'd be cool.
Approximately
like King Kong
21,000 people work there every day, making the Empire State Building the second largest single office complex in America after the Pentagon.
That's crazy.
21,000. That's crazy.
Oh, imagine the lunchroom.
Ugh.
You couldn't get a seat. Be like a bloody MCG.
Yeah, there's only 20,999. Barry gets in late again. Oh, fuck!
Every time. Because they all take lunch at the same time.
Just to fuck Barry. I hate standing up to eat a sandwich. It's really fucking hard.
They all hate Barry. And they won't let him eat at his
And they all
desk.
Just chant, Barry. Barry.
What's the matter, Barry? No chairs?
I've got soup!
I need a space!
Just drink it. No, I like spoons!
And if somebody's sick that day, then they just put like a mop with a face on it on that chair so Barry can't sit there.
The Empire State Building stood as the world's tallest building for nearly 40 years, from its completion in early 1931 until the World Trade Center came along in 1970.
Wow.
Which was obviously then the tallest building in New York as well.
Yeah.
But it hasn't all been smooth sailing once they got going during the war, when they started making money. And on the morning of July 28, 1945, when flying an Army B-25 bomber towards LaGuardia Airport, Army Lieutenant Colonel William F. Smith became disorientated in heavy fog and drifted over Midtown Manhattan.
Uh-oh.
Midtown Manhattan. That's really hard to say. I don't know why.
Midtown Manhattan. It's not that hard at all.
Thank you. The war veteran was able to dodge most of the skyscrapers of the New York skyline, but he couldn't avoid.
He couldn't avoid.
He couldn't John Void. He couldn't avoid the Empire State Building. Traveling at over 200 miles an hour, he crashed in between the 78th and 79th floors.
Oh, no.
It triggered a massive explosion and sent debris careering around the building's interior, especially those two floors. Smith and the two crewmen were killed, as were 11 people inside the building. A large fire broke out on several floors. It was then the highest building fire New York City had ever seen. Wow. Obviously, it's a long way up, but they were able to put it out in just 40 minutes.
But back then, they wouldn't have had hoses that could get that high. How do they do it?
I imagine they've got interior. You know when there's like hoses inside buildings?
Nah.
Never seen a building.
Where are we right now?
The craziest part about that, obviously that's pretty crazy, but several pieces of the B-25's engine sliced through the Empire State Building and entered an elevator shaft. The cable for two cars was severed, including one containing a 19-year-old elevator operator named Betty Lou Oliver.
Fuck, great name.
The elevator plummeted from the 75th floor and soon crashed to the sub-basement because the cable had been cut, so it just went...
Whoosh. Oh, my God.
Luckily for Oliver, more than 1,000 feet of severed cable had gathered at the bottom of the shaft, which cushioned the blow.
Wow. No way.
The fall may have also been slowed by a pocket of compressed air generated by the car's rapid descent because it went so quick. Despite suffering severe injuries, including a broken neck and back, she survived.
Oh, my God. But she would take the stairs every time after that, I reckon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Isn't that absolutely crazy?
Terrifying.
More than 30 people have attempted suicide over the years by jumping from the upper parts of the building. A lot have succeeded, not surprisingly, because it's a long way to the ground.
What a fun fact, Dave.
I thought I'd put that in here. A fence was put around the observatory in 1947 after five people tried to jump off during a three-week span. And they were like, we've got to stop this.
Yeah.
So now it is difficult now to jump off.
Oh, good. That's good.
The most famous suicide from the Empire State Building is 23-year-old Evelyn McHale leapt through a death from the 86th floor, and there was a photography student on the ground at the time, and she landed on a limousine, and he took a photo of it, and it ran in Life magazine. It's a really, really famous photo from the year. It's called The Most Beautiful Suicide.
Wow.
And it's a photo of her, and she's landed perfectly on this limousine with like her arms folded, and she looks content. It's so strange.
Oh, that's weird.
It's really, really strange, yeah.
Ugh.
One man tried to jump off the building and a wind gust blew him back onto a ledge below.
Bullshit. Yeah. I'm sure that's happened in The Simpsons.
Well, there you go. Yeah.
That's it. That's mental.
It's crazy. Nearly 100.
Did he have another go? Or did he see that as being divine intervention?
That's got to be a sign, surely.
Yeah, no, I wouldn't have a go at that.
Nearly 100 films have featured the Empire State Building, the most famous of which Matt already mentioned, King Kong, the 1933 version where he climbs it and gets
never heard of it.
Shot out by
King
planes.
Who? Where's he from?
Well, the original scene was actually shot in a studio. Sorry to disappoint you there.
Aww.
But for the
next, you'll be telling me it's not a huge gorilla.
But
really,
for the film's 50th anniversary in the '80s, 1983, a balloon company president tried to recreate it by attaching an inflatable King Kong to the real Empire State Building. The balloon cost $150,000.
No,
Silly.
But it did not go to plan because the 80-foot Kong balloon suffered a tear whilst being inflated, ruining a plan to have it buzzed by real vintage. So they helped organize these planes to come along.
That would have been so cute.
That's such a bummer.
They inflated a few days later, but it only stayed on the building for a short time because it got ripped again.
Cute idea, though.
All right, I'll just wrap it up by saying today the Empire State Building is again the second tallest building in the New York skyline, replaced at the top spot when the One World Trade Center was completed in 2014.
Ah.
And overall, guess how where it ranks now as the tallest building in the world?
Sixth.
I'm going to guess something way low. 88th.
It is the 35th tallest building in the world.
I was closer.
There you go. There's 1 point each.
Yes.
Well,
it a draw.
That is really my report on the Empire State Building.
Well, Dave.
Jess, let me hear it. Did you enjoy it?
Yes, I enjoyed it.
There's some fun facts in there, wasn't there?
Yes, I liked all the suicide facts.
Sorry about that. But it was interesting.
That is interesting. Great report. Well done.
Matt, what did you think?
Very enjoyable, Dave.
Oh, there's a photo I've actually got of the lady.
Oh, cool. Yeah, I was going to look that up. Oh, wow.
She looks so content.
She does kind of, yeah. It's weirdly beautiful. And also kind of morbid and gross.
It's morbid, it's upsetting, but also beautiful. I know. It's just, I guess that's why it's really
famous. That's art.
Yeah.
That's art, isn't it?
That's art,
It challenges people. But yeah, I just started reading about the Empire State Building and then I was so interested I decided to do a little report.
Perfect. Well, you did a great job. Thank you very much. And now,
thank you so much. Hopefully the patrons also enjoy that. I'm sure we probably have some Patreon people that live in New York City.
Yeah.
Yeah, we do. Do you reckon... do you reckon that's our first report on a building?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, it's got to be at least the top three best reports on a building we've done so far.
What are the build? Anyway.
I'd also like to do the Eiffel Tower. That's got a cool story as well.
Oh.
And Jess can do offensive accents.
And you'll cut them out.
No way. That's staying in.
It's good stuff.
Jess, let me take you to Paris. Ba-bom.
Ba-bom. Anyway. Matt's got to go.
Yeah, Matt's got to go out to a dinner. Matt, where are you? What kind of food are you eating?
I don't know. Yeah, cool. I don't know.
Not sure?
Don't know anything about it. Just know I'm going to be there at 7.
Well, maybe you can leave now and I'll just wrap up if you want. I'll just I'll do another hour.
Oh my God, can I go too? I've got a dinner also. Bye.
I'll just get on the Eiffel Tower website. Let's do it, guys. Let's go. No, we won't. Thanks so much for supporting the show through Patreon, guys. We really do appreciate that.
And let's say the thing that we love, because now Matt's gone.
All right, Matt's gone. We can do it. But oh, he's in the hallway. He can yell it if he likes. This is his chance to shine. Thanks so much, guys. And until next time, we will say...
Do go Patreon!
Matt, you bastard!
Laters.
Bye.
Thanks so much, guys. See you next month. Bye.